Our number eight proposal is to stop treating the scarce as if it were non-scarce and stop treating the non-scarce as if it were scarce. Close the remaining commons of rival natural capital, atmosphere, electromagnetic spectrum, public lands, etc., free from private enclosure and prices, the non-rival commonwealth of knowledge and information. It seems like we're making two opposite errors. We've got some things which really are scarce, rival public lands, the atmosphere, electromagnetic spectrum, at least parts of it, and we're treating those as if they were free, as if they were not non-scarce. We ought to treat them as if they're scarce. You know, that's the commons problem, the tragedy of the open access common. But at the same time, we've got another opposite problem, which is some things are really not scarce at all.
Sorry.
Knowledge, information, they're not rival. Knowledge is not diminished in sharing, but it's multiplied. We hear people saying all the time, well, we're moving into a knowledge economy, an information economy. The economy of the future is going to be based on knowledge and information. Well, that's very interesting. If it is, you know, knowledge and information are non-rival goods, and the price system is no good when it comes to allocating non-rival goods. So that's going to require some real retooling and rethinking if to the extent that that's true.